United Way of Greater Cleveland mobilizes our community to advance education, income, and health. Join us and live united at unitedwaycleveland.org. And by the way, join us Tuesday. Join me because I'll be out there. My good friend Nathan Zagur will be here in Berea. So we'll be doing the show with the two of us, but I'll be at Discount Drug Mart. That's Tuesday, November 26th, Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills. Going to be joined by Jabal Sheard and Buster Screen and Chomps. Discount Drug Mart is located at 5270 Center Road in Brunswick Hills. And again, you're going to check out a couple of fine players from this football team because it's a day off. It's a Tuesday. So they're going to be out there signing autographs and posing for pictures. And again, we'll be on the air from 1 to 3 with Cleveland Browns Daily. They'll be there. They'll be on our show. It's going to be a lot of fun. So hang out with us.
Definitely hang out. I can't wait till I get to go to some of these fun locations with you, Notorious.
We'd love you there. It's a little lonely, man.
I think it's going to – this one might end your streak that you had going of like 80-degree days whenever you did it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a safe bet.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. We've had great weather in all the PNC Bank ones we did. And, of course, we did a previous Discount Drug Mart one.
I was going to say, you're at Drug Mart.
Yeah. So we'll be indoors. But anyway, come check it out. I'll be somewhere around – I don't know why, and I don't know if it's a statement of some sort, but it's always near like the feminine products, and I'm just not comfortable with that.
So comfortable in your masculinity, and they know that. There's nothing to worry about.
I got to move out of the way when a lady, you know, because I think she's coming up to like talk Browns and very impressed to see me like, oh, yeah, that's Vic, you know, let's talk.
That's the Torrance.
And she walks up and she goes, excuse me, can you just step aside? I've got to get the whatever that is behind me, behind, you know, the female stuff. And I, okay, yeah, good, that's good. And I'm not answering. Then I think they think I'm an employee there, so they ask me questions about it, and I'm like,
Listen, you're going to be there with Jabal Sheard, Buster Screen, and Chomps. If they want something, tell them to ask Chomps.
Okay, we'll do that. Did I tell you Ron Cook's going to be on this show in a little bit, about 5 or so minutes from now, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette? Want to get his take on this very interesting Steeler team, which – the argument could be made that the Browns are facing this team at the absolute wrong time because, again, they started 0-4. They've won now 4 of their last 6 games.
Right.
They're looking like a team that is on the climb. The Browns certainly don't look like that kind of team. And you wonder if the inertia, you know, if the momentum that is carrying the Steeler team right now matters in a game like this. I would think it does because, you know, they're going to see themselves with an opportunity here. They're going to look at this Browns team and feel, okay, you know, their defense is legit, but what about the rest of them? Well, we can handle that. And I think Dick LeBeau is probably feeling pretty good about his scheming tendencies against Jason Campbell and North Turner right now.
And these teams are both 4-6. These teams are both minus about 30 points in the point differential for the season. They do seem to be going, you know, right now, if you just broke it down in the last, you know, 5-6 games, the Browns 1-4, the Steelers 4-2. But they are vulnerable just like we thought they were early in the season. Now, a few weeks ago, we looked at this one as being what we thought would be pretty much a win. And obviously now this is a game, and any game, you know, you have to play in the National Football League, but this is a team with Ben Roethlisberger getting to run more of that no huddle that's thriving. He's thrown for more than 350 yards and 4 touchdowns in 2 of his last 3 games. We talked about how great Antonio Brown's been on the season, and great he has been. He's averaging 74 catches, 952 yards, and 5 touchdowns. Top 5 in the NFL in yards per game. Number 1 in the NFL with the 74 catches. Jericho Cotchery's got 7 touchdowns. Heath Miller is back. They've got Emmanuel Sanders, the rookie Le'Veon Bell. So they've got some good players, or Le'Veon Bell, I'm sorry. They've got some very good players on offense that are going to test this defense. But I'll tell you what, I still believe their defense, as it continues to show its age a little bit, is more vulnerable than it has been in recent memory, and that the Cleveland Browns are going to be able, hopefully, to take advantage of that. They're giving up 340 yards per game. That's about 40 yards more than the Browns. They're giving up 5.3 yards per play to the Browns, 4.4, almost an extra yard per play. The Browns have an opportunity, I believe, in this game. And remember, we talked so much about how the Browns have not been great on third downs, getting off the field on third downs. The Browns, 43%. The Steelers haven't been so great in that department either. 38%, tied for the 12th worst in the league. A lot of similarities between these teams. The difference to me is Ben Roethlisberger versus Jason Campbell at the quarterback position. And while that favors the Steelers, the Browns need to neutralize that this week. And if they do, I think they have a great chance to win.
You know, I still like what I see from this coaching staff and its ability to get this team kind of ready on a week-to-week basis. Now, that game against Cincinnati was not indicative of a team that looked all the way ready, I mean, from top to bottom. Yeah, the defense was ready. Certainly Joe Hayden was ready, but there were other aspects that weren't. And I'm not sure how much of that is attributable to coaching, if it's possible to influence those guys in such a way that you know, they hear the message and understand the message. And we talked about the reinforcement that came from players. But at the same time, in talking with Rob Chudzinski this week, you know, I get the feeling that some of what happened, a lot of what occurred, especially in the offensive side, wasn't entirely unanticipated. I mean, I think they believe in what they're doing. They're working with what they have, especially at the quarterback position. And I think they kind of understand, look, It's gonna be rocky at times.
It's gonna have some ups and downs. Yeah. It is. It's gonna have some. Listen, Ben Roethlisberger, for as good as he is, has had a lot of ups and downs this year as well. There are certain quarterbacks that have brought it on a weekly basis, and the majority of the league, they don't. That's why it is such a critical and important position. I'm hoping. It's strange, given as bad as the Browns' running game has been this year, or you know, statistically speaking, largely ineffective. I'm hoping that if you're going to say we need to take away one thing from both teams, I'd rather have the passing games be limited by the weather and turn this into a little bit of a slugfest, because I firmly believe in the front seven of the Cleveland Browns, their ability to stop the run and to limit big plays on the ground, and the stats back that up as well. You take a look at the Cleveland Browns and where they stand in terms of rushing average allowed per carry, 3.5. The Browns are third best in the NFL. In terms of rushes of 10 or more yards, the Browns are second best in the NFL. Only the Jets have allowed fewer. So if this can turn into that kind of a game, I really believe it does favor the Browns significantly.
If it can turn into that kind of game. All right, we're going to talk more about this game, Browns Steelers, with Ron Cook. He is a columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, knows that team quite well. That's coming up. And in the second hour, so is Gerard Cherry. And let's have your calls, too, at 216-578-0850. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, ESPN 850 WKNR.